Que dicen que me mamá estaba.
Zwei, geel gaat, ja. Zwei. Dank je wel, Ellie. Huh? Okay. So, so what was the Mishra asking? Again, we'll just cause it over. Tosafot asks, V'oi, do the Kamon, V'oi, the Gemara, B'shtami Nolan. Well, my boy, like, Mimis Sada. Tosafot asks from Rashi. The Rashi is learning that everything here would be learned out. Everything here, all the different kinyonim, should be learned out from Sada, from Stay Ephron. And the only reason Khalifa is not, is because Isha Bhavat and Shabakuta Lumbakanya Nafsha, it's a part of Gnai according to Rashi. So Tosha says, he says, first of all, she should learn out Chazaka. Second of all, and why don't we? Second of all, why does the Gemara later look for a Mukher Prishtar? We should say the Mukher Prishtar is here, is there for them. That's a Mukher Prishtar. So that's Tosafot's discussion. So the Mashra asks, what's Tosafot asking on Rashi's discussion? All you see from our Gemara is that there was a Havamina to learn out Kinyanim from Stei Ephron. But what's the Maskon of our Gemara? The Maskon of our Gemara is that since the Kinyan exists in Parkas Meshava Pruta, so therefore, each of God was a shoot, the Lomakani Nabshah, the Ganai who will be marking herself with the type of kin that works, Pachu Shabakuta. Zok Tamar Shah. That's Pashit. Shtar also, we know, does not have to be a Shabakuta. So the Gemara later is, just coming after the Maskana, the Gemara now. For the same reason the Gemara came to Maskana here, the Khalifa doesn't work. Shtar shouldn't work either. The Gemara later has to look for a new Mukher for Shtar. Pashit, what does Tosafot want from Rashi? So, yeah, that's my short kasha. So, basically, what Rabbi Chanan says over here. Let's start with the Rishon. What the Talmud of Rashba basically says is, the Talmud of Rashba, when he brings this Kasha of Tosafot, he says, don't ask me from Shtar. He says, Talmud of Rashba explains, he says, when he brings the Kasha earlier on in Tosafot, he says, Shtar is not similar to Chalipin at all. Because Shtar, oh, you already rolled over the Kibbutz in Parshim. Okay, whatever. I won't make you go back. He said, I want to go back. Oh, go back. Yeah. He says, because Shtar, Shtar should not be Machner herself in exchange for any type of value. Shtar, by definition, has nothing to do with the value of the paper. Shtar, the kingdom of Shtar, is a Shtar. The paper is just something to write the Shtar on. Shkoyich. You have Talmud Rashba? Oh, beautiful. Oh my gosh, you opened right to it. I'll find it. Shkoyich, Yud. The Rashba also says this, you know, the kids, here. Talmud Rashba. He says, Hikshar bin Atam. Hikshar bin Atam. Imken Shtad, and Apkulam Hekish, the Gat of Isa. A mild Isa is here, Shavu, to stay up for him. That's Tosafot's Kasha. He brings Tosafot's Kasha. This Kasha. According to. If you say the whole Havamina of the Gemara is that we should learn out from Stei Ephron and just Chalipa we can't because it's a Kanai, so we should have learned out Shtar from Stei Ephron too. Am I licensed to be there to show up to Stei Ephron? Could I be in the Ligma Gemara? You know, ask for Chalipa. Just we want to learn out for Chalipa. Why do you have to go later on that day and learn out Shtar from the Hekish of the Yotz of a Haisa, which is a Hekish to get? Learn out from here. And then he goes through a few different kashas, and he says,
"Okay."
He says, and don't tell me, the mamish goes to Lafuki from the Masha, and don't tell me that the reason why you couldn't run out here from Stay Efren is because just like the Gemara said by Khalifin, it's the province from Butel of Kanyan Apsha, so too by Shtar also, Isha Babalajam and Shambutel of Kanyan Apsha. He says, hold less, that's not true. The Gadi Khalifin, who the Shaykh, the name of Haki, only by Khalifin it's Shaykh to say that. Lo makanya napsha babotim shava puta. Cave in the in lochas died to be kesef or beshiboy, because since she's viewing it as something that has some kind of value, she doesn't want to give herself over for less than that value. Botim shava puta la mamenu klal. Aval shtar, aval chazaka. Lo nagas napsha limemoyna. Shtar has nothing to do with exchanging for a certain worth or value. And lo hakdas atzma. It's to make a kenyan. The shtar is the chon of Allah. The shtar is just to have a riot to the Kenyan. That's all it is. DMK, Nigma was there. We make there a shot of the effort to the precious. Imamish, speak that to his kasha in a way that's not coming to Lafuki from the Masha's kasha. Masha asks some places, what do you mean? For the same reason that we knocked up Chalbut and we knocked up shtar. It's also Tam the Rashi. He says, very clear. No. Because shtar is not a kidney of kesef. There's no gnai, the sort of gnai who law can't exist by shtar. That's right. No. No. No, again, there's two things. Rashi is learning that the story is thrown out Kenyonim, and the only reason it's living this work is the Naivullah. And the Rabbeinu Tam comes to the Mechadish and takes out the word Napsha, but nothing to do with Gnai. It's Allah and Ilkhus Ketz. That's true. But before that, in Rashi's work, yeah, then you can learn on all the kinyan from here. Still, there's a chilik in the svara of gnai that the svara of gnai only applies to things that have to do with value. Before Ben Tom's trap. Yeah, exactly. Right, because the svara of gnai ulah does not apply to shtar. Now here's this is very good. That's how the Rashi says. Now here's a bechanan's kasha now. But bechanan also says this. But bechanan's lashon is. He says the answer to the Mashar's kasha is the Bishtar lo shaykh hai taimo. Bishtar gnai is not shaykh. Why? The ena kinin al haniyar rak al ha'oitiyus. Okay, I think it's the Bakhanan's way of saying this is chiluk of Rishon. It's out of the paper. It's not law. He says, but for the Bakhanan, gives the Baal Tilay Chacha to why the Mashar's kasha is not a kasha. And this is what we have to understand. Bakhanan says, he says the same terrorist as the Rishon. He says, but it's mukhuch this terrace. Why? He says, because let's say for a second the Mashal is right. Mashal is shitasa. You could say gnai ulah b'shtar too. So in Cain, how does Mashal help himself? Mashal is saying, don't ask on Rashi why we needed a new mukhuch for shtar later on. Because the only reason we needed it because the mukhuch of Stay Efren was not good enough because of gnai. If that's true, so when you do bring a mukhuch for shtar later on, what's the mukhuch for shtar later on? What is the mukhuch the Gemara brings eventually? She goes out, she comes in. It's makish get to kedushin, and that's the one on shtar. So 1 second, so you have the same problem with gnai hulo. If gnai hulo is a reason not to learn out limudim. We have a limit. Mashar is saying like this. According to Rashi, we have a very good limit from Stay Efren. That's where we would have learned it out from. That's where we learned Kesef from. There's only one reason why we can't. Why we can't learn out Shtar from there. Because Gnai. Same reason why we don't learn out Chalipin. Because Gnai. Okay. So then why is the limit of Yatsav Hayis any better? If Gnai would be a problem by Shtar, then even a limit of Emes is a problem. Forget about half a minute for a second. Mashar is explaining why we couldn't learn out from the half a minute of Gemara. So good, let's talk about maskonis. Where do you learn how to start from? Same problem, gnai hulo. You should say the start same thing. Network. Yeah. If that's true, it should never work. You should say we can't learn out from Yatsav Aisa. Why is it any worse? Why is it any worse? No, that's a kasha on the Masha. Elamai is a Dabakon. No, Elamai. What we shouldn't be saying, because now he's not Shaya Tishtar, and therefore we understand Tosis Kasha. We're understanding Tosis Kasha. Tosis is asking Rashi, you should have learned it from Stefan. That means Tosis is learning what the Talmud Rashi speaks out clearly. Gnai is not shaykh to start. Like this guy said yesterday. Came just in time.
Hear me.
Like Jeremy Cohen said yesterday. I shouldn't think it's you. No, is it really the guy?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah? That's what we're saying in Tosis. Tosis is asking Rashi, you should have been start from here. What about Gnai? There is no Gnai by start. So that I understand. But it doesn't mean to ask, fine. But the Mashah is asking on Tosis, what do you mean? Rashi, as a portion of Teretz Rashi, you couldn't learn out Shtar from the Ephron. Why? Because Gnai is Shaykh by Shtar. Ooh, the Mashah is saying Gnai is Shaykh by Shtar. So if it is Shaykh by Shtar, let's ask Alibad Emes. Alibad Emes. I don't know Shtar, but Yotzev Ha'isim. But it's a Gnai. Each of the folks is a Shavuot of Makanya Nafsho. It's about the Elamai Zuk the Machonin. It's not like the Mashah. Elamai must be Gnai, not Shaykh Tishtar. Again, because if it is Shaykh Tishtar, then you have a problem even the Maskana. And we know that can't be. We know there's a din called Shtar, the Mishnah says so. We can't just get rid of it like we did to Khalifin. So what are you going to say? You're going to be forced to say at the end of the day, that Gnai is not Shaykh Tishtar. After V'yotav Ha'isa, you're going to be forced to say Gnai is not Shaykh Tishtar. So once you're forced to say it then, so you should say it already now. And therefore you shouldn't be asking on Tosis. That's fine. But the Mashah is not saying that. We have a kasha on the Mashah.
Yosef Ois is not helping me with Gnai. Because Yosef Ois is about Kofa. We don't really care about her Gnai. You can say the same thing, but I don't care
no,
about
Kedusha is not Kofa.
I understand that, but if you're being
learned
Star of Kedusha from there, you slap her across the face and say, take it, get out of my face.
Yeah,
I'm worried about Gnai.
Yeah, but no, but we're talking about Kedusha now.
I understand that.
No, so Star Kedusha, you can't force her though.
Right, I understand. But you can't come up to Gnai that, we can't learn Gnai because of Yosef Ois.
I'm saying anyway, we're not. Anyway, we're learning Shtar. We're learning Shtar from Get. But
that was a different Shtar.
But it's a dip. So, but it has different halachas with the Gafi Bal Korcho. Once you say we're learning Shtar from Get, but we're admitting that we don't learn out all the halachas of Shtar from Get. Bal Korcho is Shaykh by Get, not here.
Right.
So once you're saying that, so why isn't Kanai Shaykh here too? Once you're already splitting up from Get to the Gafi Bal Korcho. You're saying if it worked by Korcho, I wouldn't care about Gnai. You might be right, but anyway, splitting up by Korcho. Anyway, splitting it up.
No, but saying, what difference does it make if we're learning it from Get, or like we're learning that Shtar is not Shaykh and Gnai?
Yeah, that's what we're kind of asking. What difference does it make? That's what he's asking the Mashah. If you're saying the Mashah is learning, if the Mashah is learning the Da'at Rashi, that the sword of Gnai is Shaykh Tishtar. Not like the sword of the Talmud Rashi. It's Shaykh Tishtar. And therefore you didn't want to learn out Stefan. So for the same reason, you shouldn't learn out from Gnai. Why is Gnai Tishtar any better than Stefan? Why is it any better? The two together. So learn out there. Well, that's what this guy is saying. Then the extra limit plus the fact it came from Get already tips the scales. That can I, That's true. We'll leave him down. Okay. Shtar can't be out. Shtar, we have a mission. Shtar, we have to have a monk.
Yeah, Shtar. You're getting rid of it.
Shtar is not a value. No. Let's just say.
Okay, that's what you need too. That's what Stefan would have been. If I only had Stefan, I would have said, deny throws it out. Kamashi, yeah. That's for sure. Yeah. But why is Gus Tavares better? Because Gus Tavares is limited. The Gus Tavares only has Stefan. And this has everything in work. Even though.
Because it's possible to have such a low value.
So what you're saying at the end of the day, what they're saying, what they're saying is like this.
Once it works on less, I'm not interested, even if it's for a million.
What you're saying is that even Mashal will agree. What you're saying is that even Mashal will admit, because we're showing him the chiluk, that by star, and if I'm only looking at star and star alone, Gnai is not shy of the star. Because again, star is not an exchange for any good value, it's just a star. You know, even though Mashal will have to agree to that, because at the end of the day, we got it out from Yotam Harsh. Just Mashal understood that in the Joshua from Stay Ephraim, since if we would have learned Star from Stay Ephraim, it being learned from a Joshua which includes other Kenyanim also, which do have what to do with value, and do have what to do with the story of Gnaihu law. So then the Gnai law would be Shaykh Mishtar also, because it's coming from the same type of Joshua. Even though Shaykh goes Shaykh, Shtar itself is not Shaykh to that story. Yeah, you have to say, Shtar itself is not, that has to be, you have to say that. Just since it was coupled together with these other things. I'm saying basically to put things together. Yeah. We're going to have to say something like this. But he said, I'll just tell you what he says, it's not Chosh Moshe, I saw. He says the Geshmak HaChilik. He says the Geshmak HaChilik to explain why it should be that from the Drosh of Yosef HaYosef, we're not bothered by Gnai. No. Hello. But by Stefan, we would be bothered by Gnai, according to my show. He basically says like this.
2 years old, you watch barrels change the bulb. Nobody's ever seen it happen.
It's similar to what you guys are saying. It's not as similar to what you guys are saying. That when Shtar is coupled with other Kenyanim, it's different than when Shtar is by itself.
When Shtar is anyway,
even though Shtar, listen to the words.
When Shtar is coupled.
Yeah, listen. I'll tell you what he. Listen to the words he says. He actually, you need a little Yashiv as Mashal. The Efron Hoya Hakinyan, Dayidei Shekibra Kesef Gomer Bakni. What happened by Stefan? That's for sure. What happened by Ephraim was a kinyan kesef, and the kinyan kesef works. That I'm the kabbal the kesef, and then therefore since I'm a kabbal the kesef, I'm now makna to the sod. I'm a kabbal the kesef in exchange for me makabel the kesef. I'm makna to the sod. The chayin the kiddushin, that's how kiddushin works too. The alfinim Ephraim, we learn that from Ephraim. The adinon, so we know the idea is a ish and kabbal the kesef gomer ba'akni. Same thing, the ish is makabel the kesef, which is makna herself over. It works the same way as the kingdom saw there, because that's what we're going out from. But alzeli meres hagemara, the binyan shavu pruto. That's why you need a shavu pruto, because only from a kabbal shavu pruto will that motivate her to be machner herself. But let the shavu pruto, she won't do it. Vine, b'shtar. So now, what about a shtar? If nirtzel lemeil of me'efron, if we're going to learn out shtar from Ephraim, if we're going to learn out star from a kinyan of a sodeh, as a kinyan who, al yedei she'ishen kibla star, gomba batni. So we're going to say that it's similar to the kinyan that's made by Ephraim, which is in exchange for this star, I'm makna myself. Give me the star and I'll be makna myself. Va'al zeh kamar marashah, to the p'yam haskonah, rakini mekabelis pruta zeh goyim shtikni nabshah. Even though a star is different than kesef, but since the fundamental way that the kinyan works is, I receive something from you, and then I makna myself to you. The Mashal held, okay, it doesn't have to be everyone agrees to this, but at least the Mashal held, that's ready Gnai Hu Law, to take something and then exchange to makna herself. If that something's less than a Shavu Pruta, even though it is a star, right? Even though it is a star, Mashal held at least, that's already called Gnai Hu Law. But if it's not a Shavu Pruta, she won't be good, she won't want to be makna herself. But on that pay, that the Gemara learns out from the Yotzev HaHoysa, Loyamin in the Kenyan star model, which is the Kabbalist, or star Gordon, which is the Makna Nasha. It's not the pshat that because I received the shtar, therefore I'm mocking myself. How do you know that that's not the pshat over there? If I get that, can't be the pshat. The learning shtar from get, not because of the Bakorka part, but similar to what Yemi Schwartz was saying. Yeah? That the fundamental kingdom should be similar to get. So it can't be that I'm in exchange for seeing the shtar, I'm mocking myself. Because get has nothing to do with that. Get, you just take the shtar and go. So the get father lo shayik zeh. Ela idei shtar, how does get work? She takes the shtar. From the fact that she takes the shtar, yodin and his name is kimul kedushin. So just like by get, she takes the shtar and the get is cow. By kedushin, she takes the shtar. And by taking the shtar, we understand that she's masking. It's not about kofim, it's that she's masking. But the pshat is, once she takes the shtar, so we see she's masking the kedushin and the kedushin is cow. But it's not working with the technical. It's not working with the same gedorin as the other type of kin, which is the kin of a mach to do something, and therefore you mach to something back. So had we learned that shtar from, so that's what he says. Had we learned that shtar from, say, Ephraim, had we learned that shtar from, say, Ephraim, we would have said that the gedder of the kin in shtar kedushin is similar to the gedder of Ayubai Sadeh, which would be, I'm not going to dispute, and you're not going to this to be back in exchange. And therefore, the Mashal holds that even though at the end of the day, Shtar is not Kesef, still, that's the Gnayu law. She's not going to mock herself to you if she only got from you something less than Shabbat Pito. Mashal Enkin, once you learn that from Get, so you see that it's not the Vart that I'm being mocked at her something that she's mocked herself back to me. Because that's clearly not how Get's working. So Mamela. So two Shtar Kedushas are working that way, and the whole Shtar Kedushan is that once you receive the Shtar is cow, and the Kedushan is made. On that, we don't say Gnayu law, because there's no giving ourselves over. It's just one Chalois, and that's it. For that, you don't say Gnayu law. It's not like she's getting something, and then in exchange, she's giving herself. Yeah, but the kingdom is not working to feel those Gedorim, that I'm getting something in exchange. It's just one, I want to take the Shtar, so we see a Kedushan was made. You're right, she's being masking to the Kenyan, but it's not going with the same.
Anything is happening when she gives them the ketchup.
No, he's saying it's a different together. In Kenyan, the Shayat will deliver the Gnayu law. Kim deliver the Shayat, star, he mocked me Napsha. It's not that she got the star and exchange for that she's mocked herself. Ella rather, a star of the Yodah, she must keep on the Kedushin. The star is just a riot that they're both masking to the Kedushin. Yeah, that's how the kingdom is made, but it's not that that she receives something and in exchange for that she's mocking herself. It's the pshat, the shtar is a raya that she's masking to the Mekudesh.
The choice of the kingdom is the fact that he gave her stuff.
That's right.
No.
Over there she's mocking herself in exchange for something. Over here she's not.
No exchange over here?
No, it's not being mocked as of an exchange. Right, that's right. It's Makadish here. And the stars are right that the position took place. So he's saying the Mashal learned, that's what the Mashal meant. Let me just finish. Abadish is a nickname. But it's not together of the Kenyan, it's not the way the Kenyan is developing is. I'm receiving something and then I'm giving myself up. I'm giving myself up. It's not an exchange. If you want to get married, yes. If you want to get married, yes. How do we enact that condition? By handing you a shtar. But it's not called, so he's saying like this, and the Mashal understood that if shtar would have been learned after say Ephraim, it would have had the same daughter as say Ephraim. And on that, you can find a Gnayu law, because even though, like we said, the Mashal and shtar is different, but at the end of the day, it's still an exchange. Mashenkin, Shtar is not that from Get. It's a different type of Shtar altogether. Neither one's because of value. No, but that's the Mashal doesn't hold it. If you're going to say the Chilukah to be Shainim is, by Shtar, it's not Shayat talking about Gnayu. The Seiko Seik is not for the value. That you see the Mashal didn't hold them. Mashal says it is Shaykh to say Ephraim would have been Shtar. It is Shaykh. If it is Shaykh, then what's the difference whether he were to learn that from here or he were to learn that from here? The answer is in the nature of the kidney. That's as much as Moshe. If not that, it's very hard to put together. In other words, you have to say something along these lines. Something along, you guys said, to explain Shat to me. At least a bit Moshe. Without the Moshe, it's very simple. Without the Moshe, that's what Bacharim is saying. Without the Moshe, it's very simple. Shtar is not shy if the Svar of Gnai who law, period. It's not shy. And therefore, so he said, Kash and Rashi, why not Shtar? It's different. Without the Moshe, it's very clear. That's what the Shurim is saying. That's what Bacharim is saying. If you want to be able to defend the Hilig of Moshe, you're going to have to say some kind of Hilig along those lines.
Why do you ask the question about that it says star in the Mishnah itself? Right? Back then. Why do you have to say, well, the smaller the one, you have to where it's going to start from? The fact that the Mishnah itself is star, so he's not learning it out from the same source. Okay, so.
What? It's not right. Oh, the Mishnah?
Yeah.
It's not a
Khalifin
that you don't know if it's something you have to do now.
Why? You've got to do that. You learn out from, you learn out Kiyom Yigam, therefore it's everything. You would think Khalifin, you would think, why not Shtar?
That's right.
Only thing that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But not, that's only what's
going on.
Right.
Because the Kasher Rashi is why? Why do you want to start from there? That's what Tosfos is setting up. If you don't want to start from there, so the whole thing never had to do with Sinai. The whole thing was just Allah said, open the Kesef. And Khalif is similar to Kesef. Star is not shy, the Tosfos is not shy. That's what he's leaving up to. Rashi
said, Sinai.
You could definitely say it's right. That's Rashi. So why not? Why don't we say it's there? Why do we have to pay up to find the difference between the two? Why is it?